looked like somebody was trying to talk. But anyway, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Just tried to come back to you a minute ago, but anyway, I should get my call sign. WSCN 338, Al.
I appreciate that, Al. WRZN
509.
509 from 602. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm talking to you now on my base station through an EdFong UHF antenna, and yeah, they are good. The last station is correct. It's what they call a modified J-pole design, in the way that he cuts the cables and makes it work. But yeah, it's definitely worth it. I think I paid $50 for this one, and went down and bought, you know, a $10 piece of 200 psi PVC and cut it to length and mounted it up, and they're pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come in, and then I'll go grab the PVC pipe for it, the one that he recommends, and get it all set up and everything. So, yeah, now I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put one up on a repeater site. But for your home and for something that you have access to, and for the money, you can't beat it. The man knows what he's doing. He has his college class at, I thought it was UC Santa Cruz, but I can't remember for sure. But his class builds them and sells them to raise funds for the class.
Yeah, I was reading all that and how they designed it and everything, so yeah, and I didn't get the dual band one, I just got the single one just for GMRS.
Yeah, that's what I'm currently using right at this moment, and I've got three others. I've got one that he cut for me specifically for a VHF repeater that I had built, and then two other dual bands. Actually three other dual bands, gosh, I forgot. Two in the commercial band, and then I've got an amateur version of a dual band. So the frequencies are a little bit lower. But yeah, they work really, really well for the money.
Okay. I kept looking at them. I hear about them and everything, and on YouTube and everything, but it's nice to know somebody around here that's actually got them and uses them and really likes them, so.
Yeah, and if I, you know, to be straight up, if I had, if I could justify spending the money, I would buy all layered antennas, and for the repeaters, I'd probably buy Comscope antennas, but just a huge expense to do that, so for the homestead, saving some money and doing the layered antennas, if you need to go up and replace the PVC because it cracked, that big deal, you know, it's cheap and easy. But as far as the antenna build itself, you'll see when it comes in, it's so simple, and it just works. You know, they've done the math and made everything correct, and it produces some really good results.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing I was looking at, too, is, you know, if something ever happened to the, well, like the antenna I got up there now, if something happens to it, I have to get a new antenna regardless, and they're still, you know, for the amount of money, the same price, essentially. So, might as well get that, and if, like you said, if it cracks the pipe, you just get a new pipe.
Yeah, that's right. And on the laird that you're getting, the length of pipe that you cut is pretty short, so it should be fairly good in the winds and the cold this winter and shouldn't give you any problems. Mine's been up for a couple seasons here in the Grants Pass area, and it's fine. So, yeah, you should be good. Again, you know, it's not something I would put up at a high mountain repeater site where it's going to build up a bunch of ice every winter, but for around your home, it should be perfectly fine.
Great. Yeah, me putting up a repeater, that's between slim and never going to happen, so. But I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I didn't catch that other station, but thank you for the good information as well. You know, it's nice to see somebody like Ed Fong do good things, and he could market an antenna and sell it for a few hundred dollars each, but he's just choosing to keep it simple and make it easy for people to buy and do a little bit of their own work and put up a quality product.
Right. You know, I mean, keeping the cost down and everything, and then, you know, and being a, like you said, a good quality product, you know, that says a lot right there.
Yep, it does. So, anyway, that's the story on the Ed Fong. You'll definitely enjoy it when you get it. It works really well, and, you know, it's nothing miraculous, but it does everything it claims, and that's what's important.
That's good. I'm really glad to hear that, you know, especially from people that that have them.
Yeah, and the other thing, don't seal it up when you get it and you cap it off and everything. Don't be tempted to seal it off or put PVC glue or even RVT silicone or something like that. Just put it together and it seals itself. And that way, if you ever have to replace the pipe, it'll come apart. So that's the best advice I got. Other than that, it's just super simple.
I hadn't really thought it. Well, I thought about gluing it, but I figured that would interfere with the way he's got it designed, because it's designed not to be that way, from what I understand. So, yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, it's just real common. Everybody wants to do the best they can, and, you know, sealing the thing is usually a lot of people's first thought, but it doesn't need it, and you'd regret it if you did. So anyway, I'm going to jump back off here, but I got an order to get shipped out to you tomorrow, it looks like.
Yeah, just whenever you get a chance.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WRC 602.
Alrighty. Have a great day. WRZN 509.